Welcome to this week's Naked Football, everyone. Welcome, DJ. Nice of you to just pop in at the very last minute.
I do apologise.
He's got ideas above his station. He thinks he's a rock star now, don't you?
Well, no, what it is...
You're counting lots of money, apparently.
I've been in Liverpool today, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, they need a keeper, so I thought I'd have a little try out there, you know. Try my luck.
I'll tell you what, you've probably got more chance down here, because I think we might need a keeper as well. We can debate that later. Studio at icrfm.co.uk if you want to email in or text us on 0779 780712, and during the week nakedfooty@yahoo.co. And we're also joined, a very late replacement, player replacement, by Mr. Jerry Barker. Good morning, Gerald. Good evening, Gerald.
Good evening.
Good grief. I shouldn't go to the pub before this. Right.
You've
got two games to talk
pub.
About.
Yeah, yeah, not I know. Me.
I know. It's school holiday. That has nothing to do with it.
If only.
Two games to talk about. So, both Derby and Leicester. Did you go to Derby? Anyone?
I didn't. No.
No? Gerald?
Did you? No, I didn't.
No, I was away.
Well, of course you were.
And thanks to Joe, by the way, for last week for filling in. And sorry about no podcast. That's all to do with Germany and keyboards and weird stuff. Do you want to go to the Derby game first?
I listened to the radio and seen the reports. It sounded about right. A game of two halves.
Yeah.
With better one half, they'd have better the other. Two teams not playing for much end of the season, not really that bothered, and predictable draw.
Mm. Yeah.
So, and not too fussed, to be honest. It's still an away point. It's still, you know, we haven't lost, but that's about it, really. It's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
Yeah, and Saturday's game of two halves again.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
I mean, we ought to have been... probably three up first half.
Yeah, definitely.
And then
similar to Watford in that sense.
And then to me, the keeper, a free kick. Wall wasn't very good. The wall.
I think David Blaine or one of those would have been really happy with the wall. The magic of how the ball got through four or five men that didn't even seem to move. They just found that gap through. And then it came at a point where Lee Barrow actually. It was into his body and it just came up off his shoulder, so...
I thought, personally, he probably could have done better with it,
but I didn't think... You don't normally expect one of those to come through the wall the way it did. It didn't come under the wall, it didn't come over, it just came straight through
and
the middle.
Nugent played his part in it as well.
And Nugent scored the goal that he always will score.
But, I mean, even in the free kick, he was moving around and whatever, and he was taking a mick, wasn't he?
He gets inspired, doesn't he, by us.
He was doing a Rob Lyon impression towards Lee Barrett, going, you know, good luck with this, mate, good luck, and he was right.
Yeah, that's right.
As much stick and abuse, and much as people want to say they hate him, they've only winded him up, they're only going to get him to score against us, and he did it again. So I think the next time that Nugent plays against us, if there is a next time, be nice to him, just keep quiet, and hopefully he'll keep quiet as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And you wonder why he never signed.
It was bound to happen, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
Of course. I mean, there's a few certainties in life, but Nugent scoring at Portman Road is one of them.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the second half, I thought Leicester really, really sort of played well.
They probably just about deserved it on that second half. But we could have been like Watford again. We could have been out of sight, couldn't we? So similar to that away game. We could have been four up in the first half.
And I think, because I don't think Leicester looked particularly stable at the back, did they? And I think had we started with a team, I can understand him bringing people like Carson back in, because I think you've got to start thinking of the kids. But if he had started with, say, Scotland and Lee Martin up front.
Three days, and it seems that he played a strong team one game and then played a nothing team the next.
Yeah, I think you've got to mix it up.
I mean, you can drop two or three for one and then drop a different two or three for the other game. And mix up that way, but it seems he played virtually full strength at Derby and then dropped four or five players Leicester.
I don't know how you feel, but I feel a bit disappointed that Lee Bowyer played, in as much as to me, he isn't going to be the future of the club. That makes the midfield slower to me.
He's not.
As well.
He wasn't bad, but it's who you play with.
With, exactly.
And him and Leadbitter together. I'm not going to criticise, because he has been a lot better more recently. He's certainly put some goals in, and he's looking, you know, the player we thought we bought originally.
Yes.
The player that, for the first 6 months or so that he played for us, looks like.
Yeah, but
the two of them together is not going to work. Drury in that.
I do. I think. And I still think Luke Harm was a bit unlucky not to get a game.
Well, this is it. I mean, you're looking, and Josh Carson, hopefully that's just the fact that he hasn't been playing, that he looks so off the pace.
He didn't look very... with it at all, did he?
No, and I think he cost us that first goal at two instances. He lost it up the other end and then fouled him up bar end.
You don't mind if somebody's touch is perfect or a little bit, jumping the gun for stuff because they've not been playing. But you still want someone like Josh Carson to be running round like Lee Martin runs round.
Mm.
At least put the effort in.
Yeah.
Mm. Be late for a tackle or miss a ball or get done by somebody. But do it through trying. Don't do it through looking like you're not that bothered.
Yeah. But as I say, disappointing second half.
And Lee Bowie, as you were saying, Lee Bowie, are we looking at bringing people like Luke Hyam back in now? Because the thing is, it didn't happen last season when we were in the same position last season. He didn't want to bring any of the kids in, and it looked a bit disappointing.
I think there's a fine line, isn't there? He wants to keep winning games. He wants to still play as strong a team as possible.
Mm.
There's a certain responsibility, shall I say, to the fans that they pay their money that they don't want to watch.
You're right. Team football. You are right.
But
I think the fans would appreciate losing if they had a team of young kids that were
honest about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you don't mind losing at this stage of the season. It doesn't really matter, does it?
And the only game is if we go to Doncaster, last game of the season, and Doncaster are fighting for their lives, we have to show respect by playing a strong team then. If all the teams we're playing now to the end of the season don't really have anything to play off. I mean, Birmingham do, but Birmingham probably quite in that playoff bracket anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say Birmingham, and then Millwall are safe now, aren't they?
Well, Palace and Millwall and then Doncaster. Yeah. Doncaster, if they're fighting, we'll probably have to show that we're fighting as well, not just roll over for them. But so the four teams now we're playing, we probably can get away with playing the season out and looking towards next year rather than this year.
Yes.
But there's a fine line between bringing the youngsters in, looking towards next year, and just giving up on the season entirely.
Hmm. So how do you see the future for the last, how many weeks have we got? Three at most, is it? Two and a half?
24. Yeah, about the 28th, isn't it?
It's 28th is the last game,
28. So not long.
No.
So it's 3 weeks.
But you're looking at what you're going to start with next year.
Well, last year, at the same point, we still had your Shane O'Connors here, we had your Luke Hyams, obviously.
Ronan Murray's.
And who got a look in our team? I know Ronan Murray went out, but did any of them?
No.
I don't think they did.
Now, what on earth is the point of not playing them at this stage of the season? There's no reserve league to speak of. They don't get games. Why on earth are they not being looked at?
I don't know.
I find that very frustrating. Yeah. That's just a personal thing, but I'm sure other people
I get that
do.
With the main core of the team that's going to be next year around them as well.
Yeah.
You don't need to throw all the youngsters in, do you?
No.
From that point of view, there's no need for the manager to go, oh, no, I can't. You've
got to bed them in around season pros, otherwise, you're going to have a lot of panic ensuing. But I think, like you said, Bayer is not the future of Ipswich Town, is he, by any stretch?
No, I mean, I'm just wondering whether he'll try a different fullback, bring a youngster in for a fullback position.
Or even
you push Edwards up.
I'll talk about the player of the year thing in a minute because we've got an email, but. To me, Edwards is my player of the year.
Yeah, he is me.
Oh, good lad. What about you, while we're on the subject?
Sorry, you're
Creswell,
pitch,
are you?
Yeah.
Creswell. Yeah, but I think, personally, Edwards has been...
I would certainly rather it be one of those two than a Chopper or somebody like that.
This is a perfect... I think whatever we do say, I think all of us think Edwards is worth a place in the team.
Oh, certainly, yeah, definitely.
And I think, surely, if you're going to try, what's his name, at right back,
Callum Bennett,
is it?
Who's the other one? White.
He plays the other
still left. I was trying to think who the other one was.
That's it. Yeah.
But you've got to try things like that, and then keep. Don't just drop Carlos Edwards. Put him right and see what happens there,
so he can cover.
And the fans, I think, will appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they lose at the end of the day.
That's it. If you're betting one or two in over the course of those last few games. But, there is only four games, so...
That's what I'd do, but...
If we're still eight games out with nothing to play for, you can imagine why, it might be too soon. But with four games left, I think the fans... If you're honest about it, if you say, this is what we're going to do, they're not going to have a go, are they? In fact, they're probably going to support it.
And he does seem, Mr. Jewell does seem to have the Roy Keane approach, that if they don't show it in training, they don't get in the team. But sometimes I don't think that is how it is. Sometimes you can throw a kid in the first team and they set the whole place on fire, and they could be just very average sometimes.
I'm sure Dean Bowditch was absolutely fantastic on the training pitch.
Yeah.
With his skill, knowing the ball off him, sticking the ball away in the net. but never really, apart from a couple of games, showed it in the first team. And that's just an obvious example, but there's probably others as well.
And we go the
and
other.
You'll have the likes of a Liam Trotter or
go the other way,
or Shane O'Connor.
You know, those not dare I say ugly footballers in a way. You know, the way they played, didn't play the beautiful passing game, but they hit the first team and
firm pair of thighs, I fantastic. Thought. But anyway, Carol.
Yes. I'll leave that open for you two. but they hit the first team and it was difficult to take the place out. Luke Hyme, another one, it's difficult to take his place out of the first team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once he's in there. Yeah. But he may not be the best looking player on the training pitch.
No. I mean,
I'm not talking about, you know, facially, obviously. You know.
I did wonder.
Jerry's got a big smile on his face now. And he's like, anyway, Carol.
No. I was just, so player of the year, Creswell, Edwards. Yeah.
I think Creswell's leading at the moment.
Martin would be along with Martin with my top three.
Yeah, I think the thing with Martin, I mean, he has been really good the last few games, but it hasn't been all season, and he's been playing out of position. He's not a winger, is he? He's played so much better in the middle behind the front.
I think so as well. I agree with that.
But also, I think you're looking at the turnaround, especially with Edwards and Martin. Edwards playing out of position and really nailing it and being worth his. And Martin proving a lot of people wrong
who
had written him off as a waste of money flop.
Especially
with the manager that bought him as well.
That's going to go against you, isn't it? It is, but the dark thing is the manager that bought him should have known his best position.
That's it.
You know, he's played there quite a lot of the time. I think, didn't he start off as a winger, but then moved into the middle? And then
we've got Creswell, who's taken a step up as a youngster.
And he's
just slotted in. It's not like you've gone, this lad's keen, he's done well. No, he's gone straight in. He's very mature.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't argue.
Straight away from that. So, yeah, those three.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. Goalkeeping situation.
Well, that
next
has to change quite dramatically. I see no reason, except if you just want to give the guy more experience. I see no reason not to play, say, Richard Wright for a couple of games. I mean, he played in one game, got injured, and then never got a look in. I mean, didn't do anything wrong.
Are you doing it for sentimental value?
Possibly. I mean, he would make a good backup. DJ might know more. Whether he's off to America, definitely, or whether this is.
He had the trial back in January before the West Ham game, didn't he? And that was Dallas, and they said he's one for the future, but what they meant was not this season, because their season runs different to ours, isn't it? So they meant when their season kind of starts up again, I think it's November, or when their season finishes.
Wouldn't be at all surprised if he doesn't go.
I wouldn't, but I was talking to young Philip in the pub, who...
That's not the Philip we know, then.
No, he's not actually young, he's about as old as me, it's sad. Sadly, bless his little cotton socks, but he was saying that, and I agreed with him, that, you know, he was an England goalkeeper not that long ago. Yeah.
Mm.
He should be in his prime at his age now, as a goalkeeper.
That's it.
And, of course, he's been out of the game, he's been on the periphery, he's been getting injuries, but give him a run rest of the season, see what we've got. We might have a number one or even certainly a number two. I don't think Aaron Lee Barrett is going to ever make it as a number one, do you?
No, he's not. It's difficult to really overly criticise him, because it's not like he's taken the position of a number one. It's not like he's ahead of somebody he shouldn't be.
No.
He's there because he's the next best we've got in that sense, and he's doing the best he can. And
I can't knock him from that point of view.
No, absolutely.
But
no,
he's not going to be our number one, and I think he realises that himself more than likely. But it's finding that number one who's going to be our number one, who's willing to come here.
That's what I was thinking. I've been trying to look at all the teams and whatever, and I can't sort of come up with a name, can you?
Well, I mean, you've got to be fair to Jordy. He got Stockdale out of pretty much nowhere, you know, in the Netherlands of where... What club was he?
Fulham.
Yeah. And although he was only on loan, he proved to be a really good person. So it is...
Yeah, but what I mean, you need to be our number one to be here.
You need to get someone who isn't on loan who is as good as someone like Stockdale. You need to do your homework.
You're not going to get a goalkeeper that's not got a recall notice, are you? So
not on loan, you're not.
You couldn't do a season on like a Darryl Murphy loan. You couldn't kind of do that where the player can't go back.
What's Matteo Sereni doing there? Surely. Where is he? Does anyone know? Is it a matter of interest?
No. Absolutely no idea.
He's probably, you know, the Italian third division or something now, or...
Serious C,
or I don't know.
Poor old George.
I just wonder whether it's Westwood, wasn't it? It was with Coventry.
Kieran Westwood, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he went to. Did he go to Sunderland?
Yes, I think I think you're right there.
Well, you think, you know, the keeper's there, got, and he hasn't got a look in this season. Now, to me, he'd be a good goalkeeper if he could get.
I think that's where we need to look. You need somebody who's proved themselves who's at that age where they want to be playing every week.
Every week, and that's the only name I could come up with.
We had, what's his name, who went to Stoke, back to Stoke? Or went
Begovic.
Yeah. He was a good keeper.
He was good.
Yeah.
But is he in the Stoke first team at the moment?
He does get games.
He's in and out, yeah.
He's in and out.
Because
they've
been playing Europe and that, haven't they? So,
so when you think there's two keepers that we've ahead had, of Westwood, and I still think Westwood was a good goalkeeper for Coventry.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be addressed, hasn't it, the goalkeeping situation? Definitely.
You spoke about Daryl Murphy.
Yes.
What is your opinion? Because I'll tell you mine. I'm not convinced. He's steady and whatever, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, I get
splinters
on my bum about Daryl Murphy as well.
Right, okay.
I purely sit on the fence with that, because one game he's the difference in the team.
Yeah, another
when
game
you've
got
a Chopra and a Scotland who aren't the biggest. I mean, Scotland holds out the ball well.
Yes.
But you haven't got a target man.
No.
And all right, you know, nobody likes long ball, but sometimes it works. And he is a hard worker, and he works very well with Cresswell and down at left-hand side.
Mm.
He's disciplined for somebody who's supposed to be a striker who isn't supposed to like being out, playing out wide.
No.
But in other games, he's just non-existent, so...
Well, I mean, is he... I wouldn't sign him on a permanent contract. That's my opinion, but...
No.
Would you?
Possibly not, if you can get something better.
Mm.
A good squad player, but then you probably can't afford to keep someone like Daryl Murphy as a squad player.
And we're not likely to get Peter Whitney either, are we? So that's the sort of player that you're looking for, that role, aren't you?
No.
To play out that sort of position, so...
Shane O'Connor, never given a chance. I haven't managed to get that in yet again.
I've still been muttering on about that. I'm with you on that one.
Where's he gone, by the way, Mr. DJ? Like,
he is playing for one of the...
Is he in Ireland?
Or something like
that. Yeah, somebody like that, isn't he, yeah.
We'll end up paying $2 million to get him back or something.
He owes me a shirt still, but so I'll hold him in one point and ask one. But 3 years in a row, he promised me a shirt. But there you go.
Isn't he Twitterable or something? You can Twitter him probably, can't you?
I think he is a Twitter. I think he did make a comment as he left.
Oh, well, he did, didn't he? Yes, of course, yes. Which we're not allowed to show
into. Which is sad, because that will be the one memory that a lot of fans will have of him. When actually, it's probably a kid as frustrated as those people who were fans of him.
Yeah,
not getting his.
But he was a classic case of He didn't play that many games. He played hardly any. But every time he came in, he made a difference, didn't he? And he looked.
Well, you'd argue for those how many games Matt Richards got.
Mm.
And I'm a Matt Richards fan anyway. But Matt Richards got so many games, and the likes of Shane Connor, who's not different, but that not much different. But he's actually probably a better player.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Didn't get his chance.
No. Where's Matt Richards at the moment?
He's at Shrewsbury. He's getting promoted from League Two at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you see, you know, these players, they go and they never quite make that sort of championship.
No, but this is what I was saying.
Apart from Jordan Rhodes.
Oh, I thought we got away with it.
You got away with it.
I bet someone in the pub mentioned him as well. Said,
I just thought I'd mention it for Graham's sake.
Thanks.
Messi still scored twice as many, so come on, he's not that special, obviously.
Messi, grief. That's got to be a game and a half, isn't it? Chelsea-Barca.
Looking forward
to that.
Carry
on.
So, you know, I'm just wondering, next season, are we going to get these two Portsmouth players as well that we're chasing?
We're looking at. I must admit, sorry, Jerry, I'm talking over you, I was just thinking that I've been reasonably impressed with the partnership of Delaney and Smith coming on. Although they were forced into that partnership, they're actually doing reasonably well.
For two left-footers as well.
Especially Smith, who's playing on the right side.
It's still a position, I think, similar to the goalkeeper, where you think, well, we can make do, and not really doing a bad job, but well, you can do better.
You need more players.
I feel harsh on the pair of them, because as you say, they've against the odds, they've really performed well together.
Yeah.
But they're still... that we could be stronger there.
Yeah, definitely.
And going back to that, because we reportedly bid for three Portsmouth players, including that goalkeeper.
That's right.
And he went. He's on loan at West Ham, isn't he, to the end of the season? So, same as him. Will he want? Because he won't get in ahead of Robert Green, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
No.
Exactly. So, but I do worry when you're quite open and honest and go, we want these players, that it kind of blinks your view that you're not looking elsewhere.
Well, you hope they were.
I'm sure we are, but when you're just hammering on about the same players, And in the times I've seen them, because they're playing in a poor team,
yes,
it doesn't make them look that good, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't.
They're in a really, really struggling team.
But Jim Magill was like that about David Norris, wasn't he? He pursued him and pursued him all that while.
Probably played slightly too much.
And I thought he was overpriced, personally.
But we managed to get enough years out of him to actually see that he probably was worth the pursuit, maybe not quite worth the transfer fee.
No, I don't think
for the level of football and the amount of money we did have to spend.
Exactly.
How do you see the team? Are you going, Mr. DJ? Palace?
No, I won't be working, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it's not unfortunate, I think, the way things
are.
Selhurst Park, yeah. What a great place, isn't it?
It's a lovely place. It's lovely. I don't know what you could be implying about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, even was it when Warnock was there, he was saying, I like being here because everyone else hates coming here.
Yeah.
And it's not just the team, it's the.
That would be the opposite to us, then, wouldn't it? Everybody always says how lovely it is to visit Ipswich. No, it shouldn't be lovely, it should be terrifying, but.
Yeah,
it works the opposite way around with Palace that the away fans and the away team aren't that keen on visiting. So,
well, no, I
mean, due to facilities.
It's stored in a shed.
And a devil to get to.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that hard?
Coaches get lost every year. We've been there every year, for goodness knows how long. And they always still manage to get. And this is the official coaches that have sat nav and instructions and. So how the casual fan manages to find it, I don't know.
I think because you think it must be a place called Crystal Palace, not anymore, and
end up at
you have to get Selhurst or South Norwood or whatever. But there again, I remember when I was at college in London, and someone went to watch Tottenham and went to Tottenham Court Road.
They get that all the time, Tottenham Court Road.
And they thought, well, I don't know where the ground is, but it must be walkable from here.
Well, you can just a little bit.
2 hours. Yeah, I don't know. Absolutely. Right, before we go, we do have to mention the Player of the Year Awards, as I said I would. You can vote for your Player of the Year if you haven't already, Carlos Edwards. If you haven't already, please vote this way, Carlos Edwards.
I think Carlos Edwards as well.
Jordan Rhodes. Right, you can send text message to 670, that's 60070. Just begin your message with ITFC and then after a space, the name of the player. So that's ITFC, Carlos Edwards. they've put ITFC Ricer. Well, there you go. It'd be good if he won it, wouldn't it? That might sum up the season. You can also go online to itfcsupporters.co.uk. Just follow the link. And at the ground, before the final home game against the Mighty Lions.
Oh, yes.
They'll be collecting votes. So
Mighty
you can
Lions
do
are
that.
Looking mighty safe now, thankfully.
Yes, they are.
So it doesn't look like we're going to relegate them, thankfully.
Well, not like that non-game a few years ago where a win would have got us up into the playoffs and if defeat would have relegated them. And
that was 0-0, was it? 0-0 or something like
and
that.
They got relegated, didn't they?
Yes,
failed.
I think they did.
It was terrible.
But I'm amazed how you remembered all these facts, these telephone numbers and whatever. Yeah.
They rearranged the furniture
just
as well,
trip
didn't
off
they?
My head, Jerry. You what?
They rearranged the furniture.
They did.
Whereas I'd be quite happy if we don't relegate them for that purpose.
It was only a car park at most of the time they rearranged, wasn't it? And a bit of the stand. Anyway, then that leads to the Players Awards evening, which takes place on the 21st of this month, which is less than 2 weeks away.
Which is the Millwall game.
It's a Saturday, it's after the Millwall game. It takes place at the Cameo Hotel, and if no one knows where that is, neither do I. It used to be Hotel Elizabeth Copdock.
That's the one.
Before it was the Copdock something.
Yes.
Moat House, was it, or something?
Could be. That's on London Road, the old London Road, so don't go trotting down
the
dual carriageway.
Yeah, the other side.
Doors at 6:30. You can meet the first team squad and coaching staff there. You can have pictures taken, etc., etc. And what's the award trophy being presented? All this plus a buffet and disco for a mere £20 a ticket. Sorry about this, but it is a long one, but it's worth doing. And tickets from Irene Davy, 10 Lambeth Close, Ipswich, enclosing a cheque payable to ITFC supporters account and stamped addressed envelope. Or you can contact Liz Edwards, which would be a lot easier. DJ's already got his tickets sorted. Listen to this, ITSC78... which is IT Ipswich Town Supporters Club 78 at btinternet.com. So that's ITS for sugar, SC78 at btinternet.com, or by phone on 07968 876504. I'll do that again, 07968 876504. and those wanting to stay at the hotel that they have secured an event price of a mere £55 for a single and £61 for a double or twin. To get that offer, I know. I know they're both glazing over here. To take advantage of that stupendous offer, all you have to do is mention the Player of the Year awards when you're booking. And that's for Rita. Thanks, Rita, for all that. Get hold of the club, and you can find links, I'm sure, or certainly the Ipswich Town Supporters Club. That's the way to do it. Do you want to say something, DJ?
Yes.
You're waving at me.
Man United on Friday evening at Portman Road.
This Friday?
Yep.
Is that the kids?
£3 for adults. I think it's £1 for kids.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the it's the junior team, or the youth team, that we've had the last half dozen years or so. It's always a good, decent evening. Good to see the youngsters playing a bit of football.
Absolutely.
And Man United, obviously, they you know, always bring down... They come down for the weekend, and that's something that... I think it's Sammy Morgan in the academy arranges each year. So yeah. That'd be good. But also Friday noon, deadline for season tickets, people that want to get them early bird, just in case they weren't aware of it.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it? It's 13th, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yes. I got a text today actually reminding me.
Yes, there was. I've got one of those. I think there was a marketing text going around saying, have you renewed, or something along those lines.
So you have to renew by the 13th, or what?
13th.
You get shot.
Or you pay a higher price.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Okay. I've just left mine on the table thinking I'll just do it as and when, but panic. Right, 1 minute Palace away, if you're mildly interested, that is.
Palace away.
4-0 thrashing in our favour.
In our favour.
Okay, oh, I don't know. I think it'll be a draw.
Yeah?
Yeah. 2-2.
Yeah. Be interesting to see how many actually go.
If you go for a lose, we might actually win it, because we last
that
week...
That does work.
Last week predicted 4 points out of the two games.
All right.
We got one.
You got one. That's Joe's fault.
Yeah.
Never live.
Will Alan Garvin play?
Interesting. Has he been playing?
Yes, he scored over
the
weekend.
Other day, didn't
yeah.
He?
Oh, God.
And from about 25 yards out.
Oh,
it still took about 5 minutes to go from his toe to the back of the net,
yeah,
but it was a good 25, 30 yards out he shot from.
Just coming back to haunt me. Right, anyway, we have to go, I'm afraid. So, all those going to Palace, have a good day out in the smoke.
In the smoke.
Thanks to Jerry. Thanks to DJ. Till next week. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.